Thank you so much, Ray. Can we get a round of applause for Ray, please?
Thank you. You figure something will go wrong, but this was resolved pretty quickly. So thanks for sticking around the last session of the Dev Room. It's really good to be back in person, and I realize the irony of talking about virtual events when we're all together, but bear with me. So my name is Ray Paik. I'm currently head of community at Cube. If you're not familiar with Cube, we're in the semantic layer space of data analytics. So if you want to find out more, check out our website at cube.dev, and you can, for now, I'm still on Twitter. I'm like a lot of people trying to figure out what to do with Twitter, but you can reach out to me on Twitter or LinkedIn or other social platforms where you can find me. And if you came to my session like 3 years ago in 2020, back then I was working at GitLab, where I also done a lot of virtual activities. So, you know, in addition to having a lot of experience along with all of you with virtual events, I went to sort of share what we all collectively learned about getting together in virtual formats. So what we'll talk about is, I mean, first of all, I wanted to sort of step back and talk about why we even have events in open source. I mean, a lot of us are, you know, even before pandemic, we work really well across different time zones, different cultures, asynchronously. But we invest a lot of time and money in events. And just want to briefly talk about why. And then what we learned, especially in the early days of the pandemic, like, I mean, the experience wasn't, you know, I think universally not great with virtual events, but wanted to sort of discuss like what we learned over the past couple of years. And I also want to talk about events that actually work relatively well in a virtual format. And I think that's why like a virtual events aren't necessarily going away. It'll be in a different, improved format, but I want to talk about some topics or formats where, you know, virtual events setting works pretty well, and how it can even complement or enhance the in-person events like this one. So, I think all of these photos are from pre-pandemic. I just looked at like a different events, like, you know, one on your top left, I guess, on your top left. That's from KubeCon. It's like a huge event that gets more than 10,000 people typically, right? I don't know what the number was in Detroit last year, but, you know, it's like a huge event, you know, almost a week long. On the other picture, it's sort of the other end of the spectrum. I'm in that picture somewhere. I can't remember where I am because it's been like 4 years. But that's KDE Academy. They get together like once a year.